Ed Bly and Rising Tide Spirits are back again with a new release of Old Stubborn Bourbon. And this release of Old Stubborn is a premium hand marriage of 10, 11, and 12-year cask strength, barely filtered pot still bourbon. It comes in at a staggering 123.8 proof. And the flavoring grain for this one, which the last one was wheated, but this time it's now rye. Rich, sweet, and bold with a long finish that's sure to be another eye-opener. You can order online at Sealbox or thebourbonconcierge.com, and you can even purchase in person at Revival Vintage Spirits, and even now with very few select stores in Kentucky. You can get it now while you can, but be sure to do it because it's not going to last long. And welcome to this Whiskey Quickie, and we are looking at the new release from Old Forester called the 117 series.
I'm excited because I've been seeing a ton of people posting about this one. So
posting, flipping,
waiting in lines.
Camping. So we've not even tried it yet, so we're excited to kind of get to it here. Now, this is the first release, and it was called the High Angel Share. Now, before we can get a little bit more into that, this is also a pet project by a good friend of the show, Jackie Zeichen, who has her name adorned on the label with her signature. So cheers, hats off to her on having something that's going to kind of cement her place in Old Forester history. So really, really cool to see that. Now, I mentioned this is a High Angel Share. So these were barrels that were selected because of, well, take a guess.
They're on the high floors.
Yep. And there's not as much whiskey left in the barrels. So that's one of the reasons why she chose some of these. And it's the whole thing, the leaky barrels and low fills, the let's see what we got here kind of thing. Now, this was released back in March of 2021. It is 110 proof. It is non-H dated, and I remember correctly, it comes in 350 mls, and it's a $50 SRP.
Excellent.
So let's go ahead and
see what those high angels are.
Yeah. How high are they?
Yeah. Drinking or smoking?
All right. On the nose. I mean, it kind of has just a lot of notes that you get in Old Forester barrel proof.
Brown sugar, bananas, a little cherry, mm-hmm. You know, that Old Forester yeast or brown foreman yeast.
Yeah. I mean, it's still good.
I love it, yeah.
And honestly, I think at 110 proof, it might be better than some of the barrel proof.
Oh, totally.
All right, so let's go in with the taste here.
There's some brown sugar, some cinnamon.
It's like a creme brulee little bit.
Yeah, some like macchiato sauce.
Ooh.
Like a Starbucks drink, like a sugary coffee drink kind of. Mm-hmm. Like a frappuccino or something, like frozen.
I do like that.
Frappuccino,
macchiato. I think it really does blend in some of those coffee flavors in there. So very true. All right, let's go ahead and let's rate this. It's on the nose. Where are you at?
Thumbs up. I like it.
Yep. I think it fits right into the profile of what we would expect out of Old Forester.
Yep.
And the taste?
Thumbs up. I like it. I mean, it's really good.
Yeah, I think at 110 proof.
Yeah, it's perfectly balanced. Like
I like it a lot more than a barrel proof and stuff like that.
Yeah, that OFO barrel proof is just like, bam, you're like, oh, let me come back. This is good.
Yeah. And on the on the finish.
Thumbs up. It's like spicy, still going. It's not too overpowering. It's like perfectly balanced.
Mm-hmm. It's a great release. Good job, Zachy. Good job, Jackie. Cheers, y'all, and we'll see you next time.